Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Thursday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Wednesday, and what a day it was, because it was World Obesity Day. So I kind of think of it as my day, in a way. The Bird of the Year voting is going on again for some reason, but somebody's hacked it. Oh, my God. We've got the council seat to... that's a complicated story. We'll get to it eventually. But the road toll is just terrible. So let's do something about the speed limit. Will that help?
People are really worried. And I know that triple fatality in Dipton, there's no investigation about that yet. This is a couple that were killed coming back from a tangi. And one of the cars involved was a German woman that's been in the country for 3 days. And I don't know about you, and we should not prejudge, but driving the Autobahn would be very different from coming around the Devil's Staircase and down towards Dipton. Anyway, who wants to start the discussion tonight? 14 past eight. It hasn't been the extraordinary cavalcade of calls I expected for a Wednesday, but people are thinking. And they're thinking, what shall I say? Have I bought plants online? Could you start a cutting service online? And do we really want to go slower in cars? How would you enforce it? But that's what the top cop has said. Lower the speed limit. And of course, the thing about the speed limit, and I'm not a very good driver, but the thing about the speed limit is that when you're overtaking, you've got to go faster than the speed limit, otherwise you can never overtake anyone. And I've never really understood that. Are you supposed to stick with the speed limit when you overtake? So I don't know what people want to say about that. I think psychologically I'll probably speed up when I've been overtaken. I don't know that.
Wow, sounds like Marcus is quite a competitive driver. I would not have expected that. I don't speed up when I'm being overtaken just because I'm just constantly being overtaken. I have this funny thing about driving to the speed limit. I know it's weird, but that's just me. Now, Layton just keeps watching this whole MMP thing not unfolding. It's all he ever wants to talk about, even though nothing's happened yet.
I can't believe, writes John, I can't believe that we're sitting like rabbits caught in the headlights waiting for Mr. Peters to decide how New Zealand is to be governed. Don't we realise there is a perfectly viable alternative in a, can you guess what? National Green coalition. No, John, there's not. If only the Green Party leaders would quietly call National and talk. No, they won't. National voters are on the whole very concerned about leaving a legacy of a healthy, sustainable, clean green New Zealand. I wonder if the Green Party relishes being the third wheel left out of a face-to-face with Mr. Peters. Can we New Zealanders not see the real benefit in a healthy coalition working for the good of New Zealanders together? Well, that question is framed in such a way that it's like, you know, don't you want to save the planet? Of course I want to save the planet. Except you're forgetting one particular question. From what? Can we New Zealanders not see the real benefit in a healthy coalition working for the good of New Zealanders together? Why do we wait for one with so few votes to decide our future? Well, can I point out to you that that New Zealand First got more votes than the Greens? So why are you picking on New Zealand First? They got fewer votes than New Zealand First, the Greens. So I mean, there is a worst case scenario. Now, for John's benefit, because we and everybody else has talked about this for some time, it's never going to happen between the Nats and the Greens, as long as particularly the Greens are the party that they are. They're not an environmentalist party. It's just one prong. That's it. One prong. Might be called the Green Party. They are a socialist party, and they're a far-left party. They're a social justice party in all its evilness. And I'm talking about social justice in all its evilness.
Oh, he was going so well until he said evilness. It's just evil, isn't it? Because you can describe something as being evil, but also a thing. Evil can be a thing as a noun. Sometimes I get that's the trouble. If you use bad syntax, bad grammar, sometimes it distracts me away from whatever the point was that they were making. So let's move on to Rachel Smalley talking about World Obesity Day instead.
Now, surgeons and experts in the UK have urged the British health system, the NHS, to dramatically increase the number of stomach shrinking operations that they carry out every year. At the moment, it's about 37,000. They say they need to really up that. Professor Francesco Rubino, he's the head of metabolic and bariatric surgery at King's College in London. He says we've got to remove the stigma that's associated with obesity. Remove the judgment from it. Don't blame obese people, he says. Instead, invest in them. Offer bariatric surgery, stomach stapling option, and it will be offset, the cost of those operations, by the huge economic and health benefits in the future. We won't be treating all the cardiac conditions. We won't be treating, you know, diabetes or knee replacements or hip surgery or what have you. And think about the situation here too. I mean, our rates of obesity are high. Our health system already is under huge strain. If we don't intervene, our obesity epidemic could cripple our health system. So is gastric banding the answer? I mean, it sounds extreme, doesn't it? But think about it. Upping the number of gastric band surgeries would cost taxpayers significantly less than what it would to treat all the health implications down the line.
Oh, I've completely misunderstood what World Obesity Day was about. I thought they were celebrating my fatness. She seems to be condemning it. That's a bit of a downer. Let's talk about something happier instead. Let's celebrate the bird of the year, except we'll probably get a false result because somebody's hacked the system.
This is terrible, isn't it? How did you get hold of this? How did it come to your attention?
It actually got brought to my attention by a scientist. So one of the guys who works at Dragonfly Data Science in Wellington has been running a computer program to track the vote. And he noticed that there was a wee spike in the white-faced heron voting numbers, so he got in touch. And lo and behold, they'd all come from the same IP address, which means they've been from the same computer and the same internet connection.
And what did you think that the plan was to sneakily increase the heron's numbers each night?
Yeah, we think so. Either that or it's, you know, a teenager testing out their hacking skills, but either way, it's not acceptable, so we've discounted all but one of their votes.
And what's being done to track this person down?
Well, we haven't got any leads yet. All we can see is that their internet IP address is located somewhere in Christchurch, so we've put out a call for them to come forward, but if they don't, that's fine too. What we do is we hope that the weight of their conscience will encourage them to make a donation instead.
All right. This happened in 2015. What's going on? The online voting system not up to scratch?
Or is it in fact time to just agree it's all a bit stupid and not worry about it anymore? Just throwing that out there as well. Finally, councils, they're in charge of stupid things that people shouldn't be worried about. But this guy's finally got his seat.
G'day, Mark and Kerry.
Friend. Yes, hello.
Well, it's not very often it goes that way, is it?
Well,
I had to stop and think because no, okay. I'm bringing Kerry at night.
I know, and this is out of time, isn't it?
Yes, because I start at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Do you? What time do you finish then?
I want to give a great plug for New Plymouth District Council.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a little bit involved. It took me 2 years to get approval to repair a seat on the Waitara Riverbank. Mm-hmm. I repaired it to put a plaque on it for my partner.
Yeah.
Some little person in the middle of the night during a storm stole all the timbers off it. But do you know what?
What?
The council came down and totally replaced it.
Oh, that's really good.
New steel beams, new timbers, and I cried.
Oh, that's nice.
It was so beautiful. Then, strangely enough, I'm sitting outside that seat right now that my partner and I cherished while our puppy dogs went for a run. And, oh, they need the plug. I rang the council once I came across it, that they'd actually re-repaired it after I had.
Mm.
And they just said, oh, thanks very much.
Oh, there we go. Look,
that's
at that.
Fantastic.
I thought Kerry was received that story very warmly, given that the bloke couldn't even remember who she was. And she's been working afternoons for a long time, him saying that he doesn't know who he's talking to because she's working a that's not a good excuse. I and Glenn ZB takes all kinds to make a talkback station. That has been News Talk ZB. I'll see you back here again with more of that stuff. That sort of stuff tomorrow.